Hey Solomon, this is J. Rosemary. Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed and alone? I know when my children were younger, there was a lot of times I felt alone. That's why I started Solomon's Talk, this podcast. But you're not alone. You don't have to parent alone. And I keep repeating it because it's something that it seems we are convinced that we are alone. But reach out to me. I'm here for you. I can talk you through anything that's going through your mind because believe me, I've gone through some stuff. You can tell from listening to these podcasts that I empathize with you and I understand and can connect with what's happening with you. So click the link below and book a one-on-one with me. We could just chat. No obligation, no commitment, just chat. And so don't parent alone. Click the link below and book a chat with me. And no obligation, confidential, and safe place to talk about you.
Tired, weary, frustrated? What would you be doing if you weren't raising children alone? What's stopping you from living your best life now? On Solo Moms Talk, I discuss with solo mothers the challenges you face raising children alone. So if you're a working solo mom, dealing with independent children, insensitive bosses, weight and health issues, or even debt collectors, join us as we discover your path to get and stay healthy, increase your income, and live with joy and purpose. In this battle of life, it's hard to keep your head above the water to win this fight. This episode is sponsored by Solo Moms Talk Connect Meetup. Join us for a free presentation by Bonnie Burkett, author of Enough, The College Cost Crisis, on Thursday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. Two-thirds of the $1.54 trillion student loan debt is held by women. That is why our free presentation will give you tips and tricks to reduce your child's college costs and save them thousands of dollars. It's one of the ways Solo Moms Talk wants you to know that you are not alone and you don't have to parent in silence. Click the link below in the show notes and register today.
My guest today is Tashandra Smith. I'm very happy to talk to you today, Tashandra. Welcome.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much for having me on Solo Moms. Hello, everyone from the U.S., from Dallas, Texas. It's hot.
Yeah, it is.
I'm trying to stay cool.
Mm-hmm. It's hot everywhere.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... today is a very hot day, but I'm just happy to be here on Solo Moms. Happy to share any information that I have for you guys.
Okay.
And I hope any information that I share with you all will be a blessing to your life and just give you the motivation that you need as a solo mom to say that you can do anything that you can put your mind to.
Amen. So I appreciate you being here, and I want you to tell us how you became a solo mom and share any information you want to share that you think will help someone who is a solo mom or who may be looking at becoming one?
Definitely. Well, I pretty much kind of grew up with my kids' dad. We knew each other for years, you know, so kind of like that, I wouldn't say high school sweetheart, but we knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
We had seen each other around town, catching the public transportation. We kind of knew each other.
Okay.
And, you know, we became really good friends. Then, of course, it blossomed into a beautiful relationship. You know, he was just a really great person, young man. I'm a young woman. We're both living life, trying to figure out who we are, you know, where we're headed. And we decided to go on that journey together. And so we were together for about a good 8 years. He had proposed to marry me. You know, he went out and bought the ring. Went out and purchased the marriage license, proposed. And at that time, you know, I found out that I was pregnant with our first child. So after that, everything was going great. We had already had an apartment together. You know, he was working, I was working, but we started having a little bit of turbulence in the relationship because we had two different views on how we view finances and money. And that's definitely a part of a relationship that's really, really important. You really want to make sure that the person that you choose to build a life and build a family with, you want to make sure that they have some level of financial literacy, i.e. that they don't just make money and then spend it, mm-hmm. you know, that they actually have a plan for their money, mm-hmm. you know, and they actually have certain things that they allocate or a certain amount of money that they allocate to preparing for the future, preparing for the kids' future, preparing for their future, preparing for retirement, insurance, life insurance, things of that nature. When a person doesn't come from the background that you come from and doesn't know necessarily things that you know, and you try to, you know, maybe sit down and educate them, sometimes men can take things, because men are very ego-driven, they can take things in a negative light. Even though that's not how you're meaning it, still because it's coming from a woman and not another male, they can take it as, oh, so what you trying to say? You know, I'm not good enough, whatever, whatever.
Right.
And that's when I really began to see a side of him that I hadn't really never seen. You know, he was good at helping me with the children, and he was good at being a protector, everything else. But when it came to the financial part of the relationship, things got really, really hectic and heated. Then there was a point where I started to make more money than him. Then that became another issue mm-hmm. in the relationship. So much so till violence started to come about. And at that point, I really had to make a decision. Because I really loved him. And when you really love someone, you just can't cut that love off cold turkey.
Right.
You know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, if the relationship get violent, you should get out. I'm here to tell you, it's not that mm-hmm. easy. It's not that easy. There are children involved. There's feelings involved. And that's where your prayer life with the Most High comes into play. Because you want to do things decent and in order. Even if the other parent is not in the children's life, or they decide they don't want to be in the children's life because you no longer want to be in a relationship with them, you still want to give respect.
Yeah.
You know, I really don't condone women disrespecting men, and I don't condone men disrespecting women. I really want to stress that and make that clear, because no matter what type of parent you are, no matter what type of individual you are, everyone deserves respect
yep.
until they stop giving that respect. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, long story short, I went through just a lot of emotional things. You know, you go through stages of emotions, and then you say, you know what? I have tried. We went to the relationship counseling. We went to premarital counseling. We went to the pastor. And when somebody has a habit that is hardwired in them that you can't re-raise or unlearn and relearn, then it's time to go. And so I just made the decision that it was better for me and my children to move on than me stay in that household and then get married and then my children possibly see their father potentially murdering me, or him going to jail for domestic violence, or whatever. You know, mm-hmm. those are very traumatic incidents that children see on a daily basis. And I just really didn't want my kids being a part of that. It was already bad enough that they had seen us arguing about certain things and the arguments getting heated. So at the end of the day, I still respect him, even though we don't have any communication. And I made that clear, and I told him, hey, whether we're together or not, you are always welcome to see these beautiful children. We both made these children at a point in our lives where we were in love with one another, and I really pushed and advocated for my children to have a relationship with their father. And for whatever reason, we would try to link up, and I would try to, you know, take the kids to see him and things of that nature, because he didn't have a vehicle. I had a vehicle. You know, it was like I was always pushing, you know, forward in my life to make sure that every single year I was in a better position than what I was in the year prior. But some people don't feel like they deserve to have a good life. And they show that,
yeah.
you know, they show that in the way that they're maneuver with their money. They show that in the way that they maneuver in their relationship. But, you know, there's two sides to every story. I don't know how he feels. Like I said, I've always tried to respect him. I've always kept the kids out of whatever friction or whatever issues we may have had. But at the end of the day, he flat out, oh, if we can't be together, because at first, when we first broke up, he would give me money every week for the kids, because we had made that arrangement. Because to be honest with you, I did not not want to get the system involved, because once you get the system involved, like, it turns into a whole different ball game. And the money that's supposed to be coming to your children, if you, in here in the U.S., if you get any type of governmental medical assistance, any type of food assistance or housing assistance, a lot of times your children will not get all of the child support money that he sends into the agency. They'll take a portion of that because they feel like, hey, we gave you these benefits and these services. Now that you're getting child support from the father, we're going to take a part of our money back.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's not even worth it. You know, okay. Really. I really stress to young women, hey, if you can, if at all, work out any type of arrangement with your kids' fathers, please do so. Because when they get involved in it, let's say if he's supposed to pay $300 a month, I can guarantee you're not going to see that whole $300 a month. They're going to take some type of money out of that $300 a month because you were getting Medicaid, which is government medical assistance, or you were getting food stamps, which is government food subsidy, or if you were getting a housing government subsidy. They're gonna find a way to take that money. So it's really more beneficial for them than it is the two parents who are involved. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the whole goal of the two parents who are involved is to work together as a team for the greater good of the children. But unfortunately, you have so many men and so many women who don't think like that. It's always, oh, well, he cheated, he lied. Like, what else is new? People do that all day long. I mean, I'm just being honest. Like, you can't expect someone, you have to look at their background and what type of environment they were raised in. I mean, men tend to do what they see other men in their families do. So if they had an uncle that was a pimp, they had an uncle who, or a dad who had a lot of women, they're going to think that that's, you know, the norm. Oh, you know, you got to sleep with a lot of women. Mm-hmm. You got to have a lot of women after you to be, quote unquote, a real man. Like, there's so much more to being a man than that. You want to be an advocate for the community. You want to be an advocate for your family. You want to build businesses and a legacy for your children. And it's so much more to
it.
And mainstream media has just chalked it up to sleeping around. Like, sleeping around just because you got a weenie dog, you know, doesn't mean that that's all there is for you being a man. Because whether you're a female or male, you have feelings. You know, you have hopes. You have dreams. You know, and a lot of people lose that along the way to becoming an adult because society and their family and their friends, oh, nope, you can't do that. Oh, nope, you're so-called African-American, you can't do that. So there's a lot of mental and emotional hurdles to get over just to even operate as an even semi-normal adult these days.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
Because you're always met with what you can't do instead of someone saying, you know what? You know, I think you could do it.
Yeah.
You know, hey, let me point you in this direction to this business consultant or to this credit consultant or to this credit repair person, you know, and let me let you network with them and let me let you, you know, let them teach you how to build up your credit, you know, and then once you get a business, let you build up your business credit so that you can start buying homes under your business credit name and cars in your business credit name. Then go ahead and put all this in a family trust. So that, you know, your children can, you know, build businesses within the family trust, and then they can operate and you know, make money from one another within that family trust. So, I mean, there's just so much that we don't know and so many things that we have not been exposed to on purpose. But I, for one, feel like now that the internet has came along, the internet has leveled the playing field.
Yeah, absolutely.
Completely.
Yeah.
Like, you have a cell phone and you're not trying to look up how to create side hustles with zero money, or how to start businesses with zero money. Like, something is wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can get on the internet and you can be on, I call it Fudge Book. If you can be on Fudge Book and you can be on Tweet and the Gram, and take all these snapshots and do all this other destructive stuff, worried about Lil Kiki and Lil Poo Poo and them down the street, then you can turn around and use that for something constructive and doing things that are destructive to your life. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to actually touch on two things. One is people usually say, well, it's my life, I can do what I want. But in the end, you end up destroying a lot of lives. Because you end up with kids and another person's good child, right? Mm-hmm. And I think one of the biggest thing I always say is that every man and woman, male or female, I should say,
should get some form of therapy before they involved with someone in a relationship, because we're all dragging baggage from our past, whether it's to do with our parents or the people we grew up with or bullying in school. And sometimes it's all of the above. And we like to drag all that stuff in the relationship and treat the people we're with the same way that we've been treated. And so that's one. My first point is that every single male and female, when they reach a certain age, should get some kind of therapy to throw all that trash out. And unfortunately, the church, which should be doing that job, because you need to out the poison and put in Jesus in them, is not doing a very good job of that. The second thing is that with the money, Dave Ramsey always talk about the money, right? you're not on the same page financially, and yes, if the man especially is thinking, well, I'm the man and I spend the money how I want to spend the money, you know, you're going to have problems.
Those basic conversations can get extremely. But you know, let me just play devil advocate.
Sure.
In the U.S., they don't make it popular to be a man, right? They don't. They really don't make it a standard, you know, of living to be a man with a backbone. Or be a man that, you know, of your word, or to be a woman of your word, or to, you know, just have a certain amount of integrity or honesty. They just don't cultivate that type of environment.
To be responsible for your own actions.
To be responsible. Amen. Yeah. You know, it's just a very, 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 very toxic environment. It's only until you have lost so much in your life till you say, you know what? I'm sick of this. You know, I'm sick of living like this. I'm sick of thinking like this. I'm sick of being like this. I want better for my life. I want to win. I really, really, really want to win. I want to win in my personal life. I want to win in my business life. You have to get sick and tired of being sick and tired, if that's sustainable.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, definitely.
Because, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, well, why did this happen to me, or life happened? No, you have to make life happen for you.
Yep.
Because it's only what you allow that will happen. You see what I'm saying? So you have to put those boundaries in place to say, well, you know what? If you're going to be my friend, or if you're going to, you know, even just be in my presence, this is how you're going to have to operate, because this is where I am. You know, not saying that I'm better than you, not saying that I have more than you, but I've been down that road and I don't want
to
go back.
You have to have standards too.
Yeah, you have to have standards.
Yeah.
And if you don't, like, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for everything.
Every time.
And unfortunately, in our community here in the U.S., so many people are falling for the okie-doke. You know, they're falling for so much foolishness, all this crap on social media, all this crap on the regular media. It's like, turn that stuff off. Like, you need peace and serenity to really figure out who you are. You need to spend time with yourself.
Yes.
If you don't spend time with yourself and figure out, get a clear-cut vision. Everybody can see, but few people have a vision.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And if you don't have a vision for where your life is and where you want your life to go 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now, I hate it for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because no matter who's in the White House, no matter who's the mayor, no matter who's the governor, life is still going to go on. And you're going to have to live. You know, there's a difference between existing and really living life to its fullest potential on a daily basis. But it's a decision.
Yeah.
You know, there's a book called Think and Grow Rich. Your thought is a vibration.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? And it goes out into the universe, you know, and then it brings back what it is that you're thinking.
Yep.
So if you continue to think negative, you're going, and you surround yourself with negative people who never have nothing positive to say, who never have nothing positive going on in their life, well, then That's what you get. Mm. I mean, the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. It don't work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You might well go ahead and check into the crazy house and say, give me my pill and give me my blanket. I'm good. You know? Like, you have to get some help.
Yeah.
You have to get some help because being a parent is not easy. It doesn't come with, you know, now you can buy parenting books. You can go to parenting classes before you give birth. I do recommend that. If you're a first time parent, go and buy as many books on parenting as you can from different authors. Some that look like you, some that don't look like you, so you can get an overall view.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would definitely suggest taking parenting classes. And I would definitely suggest going to counseling for yourself, because that child deserves for you to be in the best mental state as possible
mm-hmm.
when that child comes into this realm.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That young God comes into this realm. That young king, that young queen.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve it.
Yes.
You know, they don't deserve to have a parent that's so hurt, that's so angry, that's so full of just blackness and mean and hatred. And they don't deserve
mm-mm,
it.
Mm-mm.
They didn't ask to come here. You didn't ask to come here. Whatever sexual abuse you may have suffered, whatever verbal abuse you may have suffered at the hands of your parents, that was not your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Because hurt people hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
And generational curses and patterns and pathology are real.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, some people go through so much in their childhood, they say, you know what? I'm going to do stuff so different from my parents. And then they wind up giving their children what they didn't have, but not giving them what they did,
right.
which was discipline. You know, morals, you know, value.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give your children what you know, what you didn't have, but give them what you did have.
As balance, well. Yeah.
Because, yeah, you have to mm-hmm. bring balance, you know, come now.
Yeah.
You know, you have to bring balance. I just really, really advocate mental health is just so crucial when it comes to being a parent, because you have to pour in to this vessel.
Yeah.
Because racism is a learned behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Hatred is a learned behavior. Sexual abuse is a learned behavior. Nobody comes out the womb knowing this.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's wrong. It's wrong for you to just expect your baby to be your emotional punching bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Oh, you just like your daddy. Oh, you ain't no good like your mama. Well, hell, he or she must have been so good you laid down with him. You bust a nut. I got him. Okay, it was getting wide, getting was good. Somebody was humping and pumping in the shade.
You're funny. So, man, you have me laughing.
Why is that every time it come outside the bedroom? This person is this, or I mean, hey, you know, something must have been good about him. You laid down with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I just don't get the male female dynamic, how we interact with one another. And we just throw so many venomous words at one another. And we just, we missing the point.
Yeah.
We missing the point. We need to build families, if at all possible.
Yeah.
We really, really, really need to build families. Because you can't build a community without the family unit.
Yep.
And that is under attack right now more than ever.
Yep. True that.
It's really under attack with this whole VC situation,
mm-hmm.
this whole Rona situation. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just under attack. And, you know, I really employ everyone to just start with yourself. Like Michael Jackson, you say, look at the man in the mirror.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at the man in the mirror, or the one man in the mirror.
Yeah.
Just look at yourself. I talk to myself all, and I don't answer myself, but I can talk to
I answer myself. I'm sorry. I live alone, so.
You start answering yourself. You know. But I do talk to myself. Now, what is we going to do this today? We going to go for an hour. Let's go. You know, I mean, myself in the bed now. You know. So with my other people in my head now.
Oh boy, it's funny. I was listening to someone yesterday preaching, and they were talking about that, how to learn to know God's voice. And mm-hmm. I know sometimes it sounds like someone you know, but don't tell anyone your voice is in your head.
Right. It's my grandmother on my mom's side. Like, she was just, oh my gosh, like she did not sugarcoat anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was just straight from the hip. And how you took it was how you took it. You know, I mean, it wasn't that she was being mean, but that's the error that she was brought up
in.
You know, there was no room for someone's feelings. You know, I have to tell you what I have to tell you because I'm trying to help you survive.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help keep from being killed by mouse.
Mm-hmm.
That was the era that they came out of. It's not that they were, that they didn't care or they didn't love you. They just had a different way of showing it. That's just how they did.
Yeah.
So, but I was on that lady here. She went to the butcher shop. I went to the butcher shop. She was out there in the garden planting food. I was out there in the garden planting food. It was just, I just loved her.
Yeah.
I just loved her. So, you know, she was so, she would cook things from scratch. She would make stuff smell good. It was like she was a genius.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
I was like, girl, I see why Papa married you, girl. You can catch fish without a hook. You say,
that's funny.
Papa pumped all them babies in you, girl. You
oh, boy. What is Tashandra grateful for today?
Oh, my gosh. I am grateful that I have a heart to love God's people.
Mm.
And I have a heart and a passion for teaching people to become the best possible versions of themselves.
Amen.
That they can possibly be.
Okay.
I'm just so grateful for that. I'm grateful because now I know how to forgive.
Mm.
You know, and truly let it go and understand that whatever happened for my detriment actually wound up being a blessing. I'm grateful that I learned how to turn lemons into lemonade for being able to learn from my children, because my children have taught me so much. And my relationship with my children, me being a parent, now I understand the relationship between myself and the Most High a whole lot better. Mm-hmm. Because just how I see my children, that's how the Most High sees me.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand and I respect it a lot more. And so that's just me. That's just who I am. I don't try to be anything that I'm not. I don't sugarcoat it. Hey, I'm just a 411 lady who just happened to stumble on building a business that has been successful, network with a lot of people, have traveled, and just happened to become a single parent. Like, I'm nobody special, but I know how to do extraordinary things. So that's just me. I'm just truly grateful to just open my eyes every day.
Okay.
Seriously.
Thank you for sharing that. And you are special. You're God's masterpiece. So you are special.
Amen. Amen.
All right. So tell us about your business, what you do, and how you can help someone like us, another solo mom, achieve their goals.
Okay, definitely. So the name of my company is TMS Virtual Solutions, Inc. We are vetted by the Better Business Bureau here in the States. We're based here in the U.S. in Dallas, Texas. We hire solo moms all over the U.S. and in Canada.
Yay! Yeah.
All over the U.S. and in Canada, we hire people to be independent contractors to do customer service, sales, or tech support right from the comfort of your own home.
Mm.
And when we do hire people to be independent contractors, you have control over your schedule. We do virtual training for all of our clients that we have. We do have contracts with about 50 different big name brand corporations here in the U.S. And, you know, like I said, you do go through the virtual training. After you come out of the virtual training, you're able to start setting your own schedule. As long as you work a minimum of 25 hours per week, then, you know, we will renew your contract with the company once every 90 days.
Okay.
And so I mainly created my virtual call center because I knew that there was a market for it. I knew that there were other solo moms and dads, you know, out there looking for a work from home opportunity.
Yeah.
To where they could make enough money or work enough hours to be able to pay all their bills and not have to work 2 and 3 jobs and not just have to deal with all the stuff that comes with getting up out of your bed and going to a brick and mortar building and being treated like a slave.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
or worse.
You know, it's the 20th century, 21st century. It's just time out for
this. Yes.
You have option. You don't have to subject yourself being called the N-word or the passive aggressive behavior that happens on the job where people are passive aggressively saying certain things, sexual innuendos, racial innuendos. You don't have
to. Like,
you can stay home, avoid all any and all diseases and germs.
No mask required.
Don't rub your own home and get your money direct deposited into your account, your PayPal, your Venmo, your Cash App, however you want to do, and just live your life. At some point, you have to make a choice.
Yes.
You have to. I mean, I know here in the States, a lot of people go to college, you know, and they get these degrees, and then, you know, they get on these quote unquote good jobs, and they realize that having a degree or getting a quote unquote good job is not what they thought it was going to be. So then they start looking for a way out. Mm-hmm. But then by that time, they got kids, they got a house, they got a car note. So it's like, now you trapped.
Yeah.
You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because now you got to work on this job. Now you have become a slave to money and you have been seduced by debt.
Yeah.
So now you got to work just to make other people rich. So it's just a matter of learning how to redirect that and change that into something positive.
Yeah.
I do life coaching as well. I do help people when it comes to life coaching, you know, help them get a clear cut plan for their life, where they want their life to go, give them some tools that they can use, you know, to help them transition from this stage in their life to that stage in their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I help people with retirement planning if they're trying to plan for retirement, if they're planning to, you know, get married or be a single mom if they're already a solo mom and they just want to do better on their finances. I also help people with credit repair. I also help people with when it comes to investing in stock market, tax liens, real estate, wholesale. So I just kind of, you know, try to do a full inclusive package.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, got it.
We go from the spiritual and emotional to the financial and the physical.
Okay.
And we just kind of cover the whole goods.
Oh, good. Oh, wow. That's very impressive. And it covers the whole spectrum of what a right. solo mom needs in one place. I like that. That's right. That's very good.
Right. Yeah. I try to be a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
Just like Sam's or Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
You can get everything you need. But yeah, I really love seeing people just grow their wings.
Yeah.
People have superpowers and don't even mm-hmm. know, you know,
mm-hmm.
your brain and just who you are is a superpower.
Yeah.
And if you can just adopt that narrative or adopt that way of living and thinking, you already are.
Mm-hmm.
Just showing up is half the battle.
Yes.
Some people have to learn how to show up for themselves because no one ever showed up for them in their life when they were coming.
It's true.
And
true.
That's a very hard thing to
yeah.
do. So I definitely understand.
Yeah.
I've shed a lot of tears. I've cried. I've prayed. I've laid out before God. But in the end, I got it together.
Yeah.
So that's all that matters.
That's good. Good. Kudos. All right. So one piece of advice for a solo mom going through her stuff right now.
Okay. I would definitely say dry your eyes. Your rejection is your protection. Right?
Oh, yeah.
If he doesn't want you now that you have a child for him or he was abusive or he cheated or he lied or whatever, you found out he was on the DL, whatever you want to call it, you may have dodged a bullet. You know, there's 9 billion people, about to be 9 billion people on the planet. And you crying over one, you know, I mean, spread your wings. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, don't give yourself a chance to heal, because when you come out of a relationship, you definitely need to take time to revamp and regroup.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you need to take a inventory of the role that you played in your own demise. That's very important to hold yourself accountable, as well as holding the other parent accountable as well. Because sometimes we as women, we do things or we have patterns in relationships that we don't quite understand. And then we wonder why the relationship, we don't get the outcome in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you definitely want to take a look at that. Definitely look at the dynamic or the background of the home that you came from, because that plays a very big role.
Mm-hmm.
Don't adopt the narrative that you're a superwoman and you don't need no man. That's a lie. You know, because
exactly.
We all want to have, you know, relations every now and then. You want a man and you need a man.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to make sure that the right type of man finds you.
Yeah.
You know, you don't go looking for him.
Yep.
You just go about living your life and focusing on positive things that you can do with your life, starting a business. Even if you don't start a business, you know, if you want to become a life coach or you want to make homemade goods and sell them online, if you want to build an e-commerce store, whatever it is that you're trying to do with your life, just focus on that. Because you being you in your natural state will automatically attract him.
Mm-hmm.
You see what
yep,
I'm saying?
Definitely.
So the Bible says when a man finds a wife, he finds a good mm-hmm. thing. So you don't need to go looking
that's
for him.
That's right.
You let him find
yeah.
you.
Preach it, sister. Yeah.
Because when you go look for stuff, you know, you the best friend ain't got something out the trash.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, so don't go look at me if you let him find
yep.
you. You know, you You just focus on getting to the bag.
Yeah.
And I promise you, he'll find you.
Yeah.
You know, just you being in your natural state. But I'll, again, just definitely stress taking time out for yourself. Go get you a massage. Go get you a facial. Get all the crying out your system. Get all the anger out your system. Go to kickboxing classes. Duke it out with the punching bag a couple of times. You want to tattoo his face on the punching bag. You know, you got to get that anger out.
Yeah.
You got to find a constructive way to get that anger and that hatred out.
Yeah.
Because if you want that baby come, you gonna push it all on the back.
Yeah.
No. Oh, shut up, baby crying. I want some milk. I want to be played with. I want to be changed. You ready to snap the baby neck?
Mm-hmm,
you know, because
mm-hmm.
you haven't got. It's okay. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be hurt. It's okay to say I messed up. I made a mistake. I chose the wrong. It's okay. Life is about learning. We have adopted a culture and a society where it's not okay to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the mistakes that you make and how you learn and operate from those mistakes that makes you the winner in the end.
Yes. Definitely.
So it's all right.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's your party. Cry if you want to. Do your thing. But then after that, you got to dry your eyes. You got to get up and you got to say, okay, I made a mistake. Now I know what I don't want. Now I know what not to do. Let me go ahead and figure out what's the correct way. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So get you a journal. If you don't want to, and I don't tweet about it.
Keep it to yourself.
It was just some things. Listen to this little chocolate lady now. It's just some things that we don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to know about him cheating with Boonquisha. We don't want to know about all that now. Leave that alone. You lay down with the man. You done made the mistake. Okay, cool. He done lied on you. He done said you did this. You did. Okay, cool. Because in the end, the Bible says you're supposed to pray for those who despitefully
mm-hmm.
use you. In the end, he gonna heat coals on his own head.
Because
the truth has a way of coming out.
Yes.
You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If your homegirl stole him or your cousin or your kinfolk called themselves, baby, go ahead. You can have it. Let that be somebody else's headache.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because your rejection is your protection. You trying to show this man all your gifts and all your glory and all your, and God looking like, hold up now, cover that up. He ain't even the right one. You trying to show this man all these gifts. Hold on now. You can't get a man the whole. We know you Betty Crocker. We know you got Duncan Hine cake, girl. Come on now, put that up. You giving that to the wrong man now. I mean, you try to show your gifts to the wrong people. If they don't even respect themselves or appreciate themselves,
mm-hmm.
what make you think they're going to respect or appreciate you? It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
It ain't going to happen. You're looking for someone to give you what they didn't get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you didn't get love or integrity or nurturing as a child, how can you give mm-hmm. that to another adult?
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
Mm-mm.
So it's all right. Just say, you know what? Okay. Try your best to be respectful. If he get out of line, okay, I tell you what. I can see that you busy. I can see that you got a lot going on. I'll just call you back. Somebody got to be the call.
Yeah.
Somebody got to be the adult
yeah.
in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And if he don't never come around, you got this baby.
Yeah.
You got this glorious, beautiful scholar that you don't know who that child going to be when they grow up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So nurture and love on that child. Nurture and love on yourself. Stop doing destructive things to yourself. Stop the smoking. Stop the drinking. Stop the partying. Just stop all that. You know, if you want to, you know, you have to give yourself time now. You have to give yourself time. You have to, you know, woosah, breathe. Loving on yourself and thinking positive, thinking and growing rich is a very positive thing. You know, you have to understand metaphysics. You have to understand energy. Manifestation is just the art of controlling energy. That's all it
mm-hmm.
is. Money is energy. Life is energy. There's plenty of both.
Yeah.
There's plenty to go around by.
Yep.
You cannot operate from a fearful mind frame or a scarcity mind frame and expect to accumulate abundance and wealth. That metaphysics don't work like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
The universe don't work like that. You can only get what you give out.
Yeah.
If you give out negativity and nasty, that's what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So just take time out and love on yourself. Breathe. You know, sometimes your so-called friends or girlfriends can work your last nerve.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to get all the juicy details so they can go talk about you and gossip behind your back. When it comes to you being in a relationship with anyone, it's just certain things that needs to be kept private. You know what I mean? Because putting that man on blast or telling what he did to you or how he hurt you, that's only going to make him not want to come around even more.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying you should cover up,
right,
but there still should be a certain level of respect between the both of you.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Ooh,
thank you.
All day on that social media thing.
I hear you. I hear you. I really appreciate you sharing that. And there's just one thing you said about, I have a rule. Well, I had a rule in relationship, is that the relationship is between two people and no one outside needs to know your relationship, right? Unless, of course, you need help. Then you go to the right people for help. If he's trying to kill you, it's the cops. And if you just need advice, there are therapists and there are some ministry workers who could help you. But this thing with telling all your girlfriends everything. Anyway.
I have learned that the people that you think are closest to you can be the ones that are trying to sabotage you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You would be surprised at how people are in your life
just
because they want to keep tabs on you and they're jealous
of
what you have. And you can say, well, I don't have anything to be jealous about. Why would that person be jealous of me? You never really know what people are thinking. Mm-hmm. You're talking about people you've been friends with or associates with since day one.
Mm-hmm.
It's really toxic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really toxic culture in society right now.
Yeah.
You have to be that positive light.
Yeah.
You have to be the change that you want to see in your community and in your own life.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you can set people free and inspire people just by you being you.
Yeah.
Just by you overcoming certain situations that they know are detrimental and to anyone else would have broke under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You
know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So it's like a lot of people, they tell me, how you going through all that?
Mm.
Or how is it that you've been through all of that? You're still able to smile because I'm awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't know. I got it going on, babe. You know, babe. Blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Babe, hurts the stealing business. I got a shot. You understand me? Everybody love chocolate. Don't get it twisted now.
That's right.
You know, I mean, I have just learned to love the skin that I'm in. Love the fact that I'm short.
So, you are? I didn't notice.
I'm not a very tall woman, but hey,
hello, solo moms. As a solo mom of three adult sons, I understand the challenges you face on a daily basis. As a mentor, my mission is to help you shift your mindset and empower you to take control of your life, to see yourself as God sees you. I know that unresolved trauma can be a heavy burden to carry, and parenting alone can be a lonely journey. But it doesn't have to be that way. I want you to know that you are not alone. You have the strength and resilience to overcome your challenges and create the life you desire. I want to help you to make the effort to tackle unresolved trauma and change your perspective so you can live the life you deserve. I offer complimentary consultation where we can discuss how to move forward, create a plan to help you heal and empower you. You can schedule a consultation by emailing me at jen@jrosemarie.com or by calling +1 917 994 1329 or schedule a consultation with the link below. I am here for you and I want to help you take the first step towards healing and empowerment. Don't let unresolved trauma hold you back any longer. Don't parent in silence. So take action today and let's work together to empower you to live the life you desire.